It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The website BachTrack is a classical music statistic nerd's dream. It has all the info on the busiest, the most performed, the top operas, and more, all contained in an easy-to-read graphic format. BachTrack's annual compilation about classical music worldwide in 2018 is out and has some interesting data. Leonard Bernstein got a big boost from his anniversary year with a surge in performances of his music. He went from number 27 last year to the third most performed composer in 2018. His Dances from West Side Story was number one performed piece in 2018, and it also made it to number 42 on your KBOK Most Wanted Top 100 list that you vote on every year. Check that out on our website, kbok.org. The Busiest Pianist, that was Yefim Bronfman with 78 performances. The Violinist with the most concerts was Joshua Bell, followed closely by Janine Jansen, just a few away. The top two most performed composers were Beethoven and Mozart. Another fun fact, every year a third of all opera performed is either by Puccini, Verdi, or Mozart. Verdi had three operas in the top 10 most performed list there on the website. You can see all the stats on the website, BachTrack.com. An elderly care home in England has been treating and calming dementia patients with music in various forms, and it seems to be helping them a lot. One particular dementia patient was very anxious and easily agitated, and her caretakers at these hospitals were determined to find a way to make her happier. So they decided to see if music would help, says care assistant Chloe Pugh. The care home and dementia care unit has had music therapy for more than 10 years, and more than 2,000 residents take part in regular music therapy sessions, choirs, music groups, and use of online music apps. Music uses different parts of the brain from language, so it can be used to communicate with people with dementia, even if they no longer speak or seem to understand words. As a result, it can help them express feelings and ideas and interact with others. It also reduces social isolation and encourages more physical activity through dancing or moving to the music. Research by the International Longevity Center UK and the Utley Foundation found that music has significant physical and mental health benefits for those with dementia and helps them retain their speech and language skills longer. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Join Linda Cassidy every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 Most Wanted classical pieces. Member supported. 89.5 KBOK, KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College, celebrating 40 years in Arizona State University.